Hello everyone. I'm Asha Mustafa, coming from Tanzania or East Africa. I'm representing Humanitarian OpenStreetMap team and Open Map Development Tanzania as a local NGO in my country. Here today I'm going to present to you about taking community mapping to the next level. This was a project done under, it's a Data Zetu project, which was funded by Data Collaborative for Local Impact in collaboration with PEPFAR and Millennium Challenge Corporation. It was a 1 year project, and then HOT were the one who executed the project in Tanzania. We did the project in two regions in Tanzania. One is Dar es Salaam, and then the other one is on the southwest of Tanzania, which is called Mbeya. So in doing this project, the main focus was to find out the accessibility of the healthcare facilities, especially to women and children, as well as how do youth access sexual reproductive health. But when we were doing this project, we came to discover some boundaries which were existing in the country, but no one has ever mapped them before. They were existing, but no one has ever mapped them. So before we reach to that level of the discovery, I would like you to take to introduce you our administrative boundaries in our country. So it starts from the national level, as this is our country, and then goes to the region, as these colors categorize. These are the regions in different colors. But within these regions, there are municipal and districts. And from the districts, we have wards and subwards. So within a district, there's be ward and subward, of which in ward and subward, there's a population around from 1,000 to 5,000 people. So, as I said, the main focus of the project was accessibility to healthcare facilities. But during that project, we uncovered something called SHINA boundaries, which are ruled by 10 said leaders. They are administrative boundaries in the country, but no one has ever mapped them before. So I'll tell you, how did we need, or do we need this granular admin boundaries? First of all is rapid urbanization. As I said, we did this activity in Dar es Salaam, which is the one among the cities which are developing fast in Africa. Right now, there's a population of 4.6 million. And as year going, the population will be doubled. So there was a need to identify where people, the people who need service, where are they in the smallest area. As you have seen, this category, it means that if they would use that, it's difficult to access or to find the people in need within a short period of time, as well as security. For example, when someone is arrested in our country, you have to say, where are you exactly coming from within a very smallest unit? So it's easy to track in case of any issue happen, as well as locating victims during emergency. For example, we are doing different projects in flooding, as well as access of facilities, as well as we're trying to find out how can we trace patients when it comes to the outbreak, for example, cholera, which is one of the diseases which happens a lot in our country every time when it's flooding, especially in Dar es Salaam. As well as for administration purposes, we're doing census in our country for every after 10 years. We need something called enumeration areas, which we need to use that to do the census. So this granular boundary would be one of the potential uses for this purpose, as well as for other uses. So in doing all these activities, we do something called community mapping. Every activity we do in our country, or every data collection we do in our country, we work with community. We involve the community who are actually facing the problem, that it's easy for them to say or to ask their fellow communities or for what is happening. So it assures us with the quality of the data we collect, as well as the ownership of the data that we will be sharing back. So we have our motto, which is local people, open tools, and local devices. So we use community to do our data collections. We use open tool software such as QGIS and Open Data Kit, as well as Open Map Kit, to do our data collections. We also use local devices. We use the devices or smartphones which community own them in their daily life to do any other communication. So we want to show them the devices that they own can also be used to for life changing. So this is one of the example we do our meetings. Like here we have a meeting with local leaders telling them the importance of the project and why are we wanted to do the accessibility of healthcare project. And then here one of the supervisors is training the community using her own devices to do the data collection. What we do, we install the application on their phone, and then we train them, which the application is in our local language, which is Swahili language. The same here, we do the training, and after we do the training, and this like is a platform how the ODK looks like. So what we did, when we were doing this data collection, we were facing a challenge of community not trusting the people we sent to do data collection. So what we did, we started to include community local leaders who are responsible for 30 to 50 houses. So every community in our country have to know this leader, and they have the boundaries which exist, but no one has ever mapped them before. So we used these leaders to put them in our form, so that when we do data collection, it's easy to tag their names once the community have said. For example, if someone comes to my home to ask me the questions, I would also say the name of my local leader. Like for example here, community are doing data collections, and as you can see, they're also accompanied for the safety and also quality assurance of the data. We are also including the local leaders themselves to move around the area with the mapper to do the data collection. So after we have done the project, we did all the data collection, which was concerning about accessibility to healthcare facilities. But when we came to the office and start cleaning the data and do the categorization and make the final output, this is what we discovered. This is how our data looked like in the COBO toolbox after we have collected. This is one of the words in Dar es Salaam. And then once we categorized them in basing the name of the local leader, we found out these patterns like shows the group of people who have shown that their local leader is someone. Everyone said, this is my local leader. So what we did, we used QGIS to clean up and also try to trace out these boundaries depending on the shape. And then we got this map that shows the administrative boundaries. So as you know, in our country, the last level was ward. So we have something else called Shina boundary, which is whereby in this one there is 30 to 50 houses, and have a local leader who they erect themselves. So this is it's like a final output. But we didn't end there. What we did, we had to go back and verify what we have collected. So we went back to the local leaders in meetings. We had to verify what we have collected. So as you can see, leaders from different wards verifying the map that we have produced before we came up the final output to show to the public that these are the boundaries that we have discovered, and no one has ever mapped them before. But after we have done that, we said, how can we use this map? Is where we had comes to, when it comes to healthcare facilities, how can we use it? So we came across one doctor, when we do our workshop, there was one doctor from one big hospital called Dr. Mahiza, who was interested in tracking children who are suffering from malnutrition, because most of them were brought to the hospital late, so it was hard for them for him to cure the kids. So he was trying to find out how can they trust these children and also help them within their communities. So on the presentation, he was very interested and sent a request And how can we help them? So this is one of the example how we can use Shina map. This was the case. We can find it in YouTube. It was cholera outbreak, which was discovered by John Snow in 1844 in London. Whereby he was trying to find where the patients who were suffering from cholera, where are they coming from. So as you can see, here is where the cases started. But as time goes on, the cases were all look like they're coming from the same place. And the sources when he was asking the patients was because they were using the same water pipe. So, okay. So after they changed or they closed the water pipe, people were cured. So after knowing, tracing the patient's origin was one of the sources that helped him to cure the people from that community. So we had to do the same to try to use it. Using this product to try to track patients in one of the big hospitals in Dar es Salaam called Amana Hospital. This hospital has electronic registration system. So what we did is we did some data collection for the most of the areas where the patients who goes to this hospital goes to. We did some mapping, and then what we did, we integrate the map to their system as a dashboard where they can see all the diagnosis when it comes to recording patients. Because every time when they record, every time when a patient comes to the hospital, they have to say their location, where they're coming from. But it was not important for them to record exactly where are they coming from. So what we did, this was initially the system. Here in Legion District, what there was no, they had to type. So what we did, we modified the system and then put categorization that they would select, the region, district, ward, and also the name of the local leader. So we modify and then we trained them how to do the data collection using their own system, as well as the importance of tracking patients' original, tracking the patient addresses every time the patient comes to the hospital. So, and this is one of the example how the dashboard will look like. So there will be, this is a map of the area, and these are the diseases which have been recorded. For example, this is malaria. It shows the cases where the malaria people came from the most. But here it shows that this is the area where most of the people of malaria came from. But it's not enough to show where you should start. Using Shina mapping, this is how we narrow it down. Now it shows them that this is where you should start first before you go around the whole area of the city to cure comes to malaria. And this we did an example for the cholera outbreak, which happened in May. We also tried to track the patients, and also we have found out one of the most of the patients come from the ward called Vingunguti, and it was they were able to find a solution quick and help the community. But also, this is electronic system. There are some places which are remote and they don't have electronic. So we produce maps like this, and the doctor would use pins to pin out where the patients were coming from, like this one. This is Dr. Mahiza from Amana Hospital. He's training a doctor from Elulo area in Tanzania how to use PIN to do the same thing as they're doing in electronic system. The aim is to track patients and save life. But all this data, what we had to do, again, is to, as I said, about the accessibility of healthcare facilities, it was not only Shina. We did some accessibility also. For example, this shows how women, how long do they spend in road to access healthcare facilities. For example, here it shows
How long. For example, quickly I can say the red dot shows women are spending a long time to access healthcare facilities, which in other hand, they could help the government or decision maker to make a quick decision how to help women in this area. And then after this, we train our community. We train stakeholders from different organizations such as De Diego and other organizations how to use this data, because we wanted to them to. Yeah. Okay. So we wanted them to. what we wanted them to do is to use MAP as one of the tools to make decision on provision of healthcare facilities. So this is one of the training we did, and share back the maps that we did. But also local leaders who make decisions in the community, we had to train them and share them back all the maps we collected. And this is the example of the maps. This is in Mbeya. We did the trainings with the local leaders as well as some of the organizations to do to use maps to track patients and to trace patients' origins. For example, this is after we have shared the maps, this was like a local map they were using. Like they draw it and then we give them the map that they can replace with the map they had before. So what I can say in conclusion is that this Shina map discovery that we have done, it's something that can be used to save human, especially in my country. So it needs more efforts, it needs to be updated, it needs to reach out to more people, because it was a project that was done only in two regions, and it's already still on trial. It was 1 year project. But also this Shina mapping, it's something that more needs to be done. Like we need to map more Shinas, we need to train more registry people, design nurses, because every day people are being employed, they need the knowledge and they need to know what are the importance, because initially they did know. All this need efforts, all this need fundings. So, but also tracking patients' origin, or what we have discovered so far in my country, in Tanzania, is one of the tools that can be used in life-saving, especially for women and children. Thank you. Any question?
Hi, you bet. Mic check. Working? Okay, cool. You had mentioned that the mappers use their own devices.
Yeah.
Did you also provide data? Like, did you provide them with credit to use the device?
Yes, we do provide them credit, because they would need internet to download the forms from the server as well to send them back. Okay. So we provide them with the internet.
More questions? You were showing the, thank you for the presentation first, it was great. You were showing the portal with some of the maps. Do you also, I haven't had a time to check it, do you also do these core plot maps like a normalized based on population or an area? I saw it was a case per area. Maybe makes, I guess, generally often makes sense to relative, make it relative to population?
Yes, for example, this is one of the map that was based by population. So we created a population map based on that smallest unit in the community. So for example, this was a map for access hotspot mapping. So we did this mapping, identify the population so that this organization could use this map to provide the service such as mobile clinic. They would know where they need to go most of the times because of the population in the area. So this was one among the examples. But also we have tried to share it with the government so that we would see how they can categorize the population based in this smallest unit, because they haven't done it before. The only level was from the subword. So like we wanted to show them you can categorize this at this level, and then it's easy even to do the priority in allocating services in the community or in other needs in the community regarding the population.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the nice presentation. I'm just curious from your last answer, when you were answering the last question, what was the reply to the government when you were presenting about this methodology?
Okay. The reply from the government, first of all, when we said this is the open tools that you can use, there was a bit of, like, they couldn't agree. But as you know, always, I'm talking by experience from my country, once you find someone who is in need of a help of certain activity, it's easy to convince the rest of the people from the government of the office to do the same. So initially we have they need for the need this Shina mapping for as enumeration areas to do censor in our country. So we wanted to show them, rather than going and do enumeration area every after 10 years, you can have these boundaries which exist in the country every years, and then they're not changing. You can use the same and then do the as enumeration area for your censor every time you want to do the censor. So it's still going on investigation. And what we did, we trained them and we went with them in the field using ODK and OMK to trace some of the shinas that can use as enumeration areas. So right now they're analyzing them and see how can they fit with the other tools that they're using before, like using open softwares to do those. So, yeah. So it's in good position right now.
We have time for one or two more questions. I have one myself I'm really curious about. Thank you for the presentation, by the way. It's very impressive. But from what I understand, the Shina, the local, how do you say, the local leaders, are identified by households. There's a certain amount of households. These households are logically clustered, but I can imagine sometimes these borders kind of overlap. You have one household that identifies one leader, and another one which might be even a little bit closer by that identifies another leader.
Okay. So as I said, these boundaries, they exist. That issue happens sometimes. You know, I might not... we are not maybe in good terms with my leader, and then I prefer to go to another leader, because everything you need to do in our country, you have to go to these leaders first. For example, I want to need to open a bank account. Even when I wanted a visa to come here, I have to go to my leader to approve that I'm staying in that community so that I can move forward. So these leaders, they have specific area. So no matter if you are you are working or you're not working with the community leader, once your house is in within his territory, that means you are belonging to that leader. So even if you won't say when you go to the hospital that this is my leader, but if you say the leader, obviously you say the leader who is nearby. So those cases might happen, but they're not, let's say the in 100, maybe let's say 10, those cases. So it doesn't have that much effect, but still they happens. Yeah.
And was there any... I can imagine if this is the first time the borders are kind of drawn on paper, did you also see that people were disputing the borders that were being drawn?
The interesting thing about these borders, they're there. And they're not changing. So the only thing we change is the reader. So maybe they're not interested in your new for 5 years, they would need someone else. But the borders doesn't change. It's all the same. Because it's very smallest unit, that 50 houses, that will never change. Yeah, unless maybe in the future, but probably...
And everybody knows from their heart.
From
that, like they know in their minds how the border goes.
No, so the borders, the leaders are the one who knows the border. Because like from the subward office, they have like a local map. So before we give them this, they had like a local map drawn of their own borders. So when we gave them this, was like... life changing to them, because they had, but it wasn't like digitized and like put it in a good format. Yeah, but they knows.
Maybe just also a piece of advice and question in a way too. When you mentioned the enumeration areas, it's very important to keep in mind also that there are some criteria for that. So it cannot exceed the number of buildings, it cannot exceed the number of people for the enumerator. So that might change in the future. So it's not safe to say that these are there and remain the same. Enumeration areas might have to be modified, or some of these Shina would have to be probably divided if the population grows, especially in Dar es Salaam or somewhere. But I think it's very important what you're doing, the part of digitizing these and getting them available, digitized, that's very important. And that's something that you should continue. As you say, more needs to be done, but it's very important to have low level of administrative divisions. So, good job.
Thank you.
A very short question.
I was just wondering, are the local leaders employed by or paid by the government, or how does that work, or is it voluntary work?
So most of them, it's voluntary work. But if community we need service, it's us who give them like something for us to give the service, especially the letters or something. So most of them, it's volunteering work for them.
Yes.
So like they have other works, but also they do that for.
Asha, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.